package is called Caruso. Printed by the Rabbinical Lumbar, came out in 1980. And now apparently just reprinted in a different publication. So so if you're interested, I have a copy. I don't know, it's reprinted, they just picked it up straight from the old magazine called Caruso, printed by the Rabbinical Lumbar, came out in 1980, and now apparently just reprinted in a different publication. So, so if you're interested, I have a copy. I was looking over the first post in the parrot. What do we do over here? We started a parrot. We did one post with the one. And then we done one block tomorrow. That's really it. I mean, the whole thing. One block tomorrow. But that one block tomorrow is really packed for the guild. So those kind of important things. So we'll discuss momentarily. Let's first follow the mission with the first post. Alpha P, the honor of the school of Gova Messiah, Amon Amona. In Russia, the host of Afilin Amona Yosef. The institution calls on 7th Suba. Frank Toys is Tama. Ach, the Nogu, the Kosa, the Kosa, the Kala, the Mayor, the Prince, Apo, P, Shema, 7th Kuta. Today is Kasan. He has nothing. The Vishma, the Shia, slow. If he's rich, whom is Shabin, the Kosa, the Zako, behold, in the sky of Asilo, Nebdu, Elon, the Kosa, the Konak, Amen. And the Shabin. Half of each of the Makhid of the Shabbat of the from the mother of the Shabbat of the Shabbat of came in his costume with the Oscar and all the nicknames. Then he would meet the maids from the last of Christmas Zion, and then the Ixni story. I will also say, Ainlo, as we start in the culture, she Yikna Hakein, gave us the law, the sky of law, I was over the Shabbat of the Olam. The teacher told him, first of all, against the Ksos. So the whole dictates of the Sakana the Rabbana, the Vashalom Boliolam, she really shouldn't work. If it's just a Sakana Chazal, you have to work so hard. Tosfos was trying to figure out how the dictates are going to work. Mikir Adin. Tosfos is a very fascinating killer in the Kasha. The dictates should work if you have the Chazal now, if not, you don't have any Chazal now. Strange compromise. If I have the Chazal now, then if I leave the Chazal below. And I subsequently purchased others and subsequently that I sold them, it's still under the Shibus. But if I had known the Pasuk right now, then Tosfos said, the law of how to deeply work. That's Tosfos in the Kasha hold. What's that like Tosfos Kasha? The Kasha, they hold that, like this. The Shiva that goof and the Shiva that starts from scratch. The Shiva that goof means, number one, the Glimba Dal Katzme, take the shirt off my back, because I owe money. Because there's also a Shiva that goof. This could lead towards the Yikni. Which means, although, ordinarily, I cannot sell to you Dava Shalom Olam, I can't sell to you food from heaven's own yet. What I can do is obligate myself, personally, with respect to possessions, which I do not have right now, but which I will acquire in the future. That's what's called the Ikni. The Ikni means it's going to be a Shiva Nafasim, which will take effect, not right now, because the Nafasim aren't here yet, but will take effect through the Shiva Hagul. And knock the Shabbat my group with respect to the Nafasim, which I will acquire subsequently. But also, in the Kasha, they think this can only be effective if I own some nechassim at the moment that I undertake this obligation. One second. That's the sale in the cash. I repeat. If I'm a chassim and I own property for $10,000 and the chassim is worth $10,000, 5 years later I sell these properties and buy new properties for $10,000. say that the newly acquired property is under lien to the Ksuvah. When I wrote the Ksuvah, the moment of the Ksuvah, I wrote the Ksuvah, I had 10,000 worth of property. Even though those properties are gone, new properties were acquired, they're all under the same lien. However, if at the moment I signed the Ksuvah, I got married, I own nothing, I own absolutely zero, then it's impossible for this system to work. That's supposed to answer the kasha. Yes. Well, someone's precarious. This Shiva that will can affect the Igni. I'm obligated myself with respect to the puzzle which I will acquire. The fetosis and the kasha only work if I have the puzzle at the present time. If I have no puzzle at the present time, then it cannot work. That's the kasha. This type of Shiva Azul will only work if it's an immediate Shiva Nechus. On the Ikni. The whole question is talking about the Ikni. Shah, leader of Enel, the old age of the Latino, King Yazeb, the Perak, Asoma, Sapol, the Tanya, Nas, Nashom, Akina, and Leo, the Shoah. The Porak, the Nai, the Dvorin, the Mishani, the Shakon, and the Yod, Masna, the Kolinian, Apapi, Shaino, Tosfos simply reject out of hand the original assumption. The assumption was you cannot have this kind of a diikni. I'm obligated myself to pay for any property that will acquire in the future. Unless right now it's tapas oriented. Right now the Shiva is a custom on particular properties. So if right now I have an apostle, then it can extend. Simply can only work as an extension to a present Shiva in the custom on actual land, actual karka. That's Tosfos in the kasha. Tosfos in the territory, our assumption was false. Our assumption was false. Rather, what is the din? The din is that we can obligate ourselves to a lien for the properties acquired in the future, even though right now no property is owned whatsoever. You own nothing. Doesn't matter. The Yikti works on the Shabbat myself with respect to properties that will acquire in the future. So the basic fundamental assumption of the kasha is wrong. Why is it wrong? Because after all, Shiva of the Igni is on the Shabbat in my group with respect to future property. But why in heaven's name should I require that? Do you require that in the pasim right now? You know, I don't know the pasim. Exactly what I just said. I sell a group with respect to parents of a grow next month. I'm shabbing my goof with respect to property that will acquire in the future. Sure. Same way I can sell a barren tree which will have fruit. So too I can obligate a barren body which will have property in the future. It's a perfect analogy. And to give another example. The example is Master Shamachim Leopoldo. First we have to undertake it's going to be an obligation. He's going to pay if the object gets lost in circumstances the object is sold, even though it's a shomer chiyuv. And it's effective. Even though right now, the guy has no deposit. He has nothing. The Shabbat gufo l'zeacho me'ato uksir on the deposit. Uksir on the deposit, chal shibu me'ato. Right now, the Shiva this minute, and the Shiva this account this minute, true, I have no property this minute. Don't have to be patient. When I get the property, it's that in retrospect. The obligation was from right now. Yeah. Oh, says the obvious terror. What are they asking in the first place? I'll tell you why it's not so obvious. What did we just got to say? So it says, Shabbat Gufo Zeachol Me'ato Ushiyil on the Fosin Chal Shibudo Me'ato. Go back to the analogy of the barren fruit with the barren tree with the fruit. We just mentioned this last week. that if I sell you a Dabba Shalom Bol, the court of Imeir, and Imeir is another Maka Dabba Shalom Bol, Yolom, so as of what moment is the Kal? As of the moment that what? That is Bol, Yolom. So what might I say the same thing over here? A Maka is a Dekka with respect to Peiris. That works even according to the Chachamim. Not Peiris Dekka, but Dekka with Peirosa. You might have thought also that Dekka with Peirosa only works in the moment that the Peiris comes to the world. And at that point in time, it's later, it's not right now. Get the car retroactively. Suppose the answer, no. Dekka of the Paris is feeding the car right now, on the barren Dekka. So whenever the Paris will come out, those fruits will belong to the Konet. Why? Because he already acquired the Dekka at this very moment. So too over here. I'm a Shabbat, my goof, with respect to the Chosin. And if I acquire the chosin next month, we say that the shiva starts today, in this moment. Why? Because it's a deck of the parents. It's good for Adam. Lit karka oso. It's not so pleasant with that. We could have said, right now it's barren. Right now there's not known any property. It can't be come. The conclusion is all this stuff. Yes, sir. Makshin and the Tarsim poses differ as far as the following point is concerned. According to the Makshin, and we'll see in a minute, but the second Tarsim should even maintain that premise. According to the Makshin, and presumably the second Tarsim should assume, they cannot be this an institution of the Ikhti, but I obligate myself with respect to a particular loan, that all property that acquired in the future will be subject to lien. For that obligation, if I have nothing right now, let's go tell the Kasha. This thing can't exist. It cannot be the Shiva that goof, if you will, towards the future Nefasim, if I don't have Nefasim right now. Doesn't work. And the first Teres tells you, no, it does work. Let's read the second Teres. No, see in a minute. The Yeshua Kosher. The cave and the coast is summer. The Yiyu Kol Nefasim of Achroyim, Lomel on his side. Hare Hoda, the Yeshua Nefasim. We know he doesn't have anything. Doesn't matter. Hodoaz Baldin, Kimeya Aidim Dami. And you're going to take us an example. You write our show, the Knesu Arba Amos Karka Bachateri. And we know he doesn't have any Karka. He's bold, he has Karka. So Hodoaz Baldin is Kimeya Aidim Dami. That's cool. You write it down in our show. It's good enough. And therefore, we assume as follows. Our PLF, we assume that he has karka from the beginning. The post of the second Torah retains the assumption of the makshin. But without karka at the beginning, it cannot be any shiva to go from the ikhman. Doesn't work. But they used to assume that we assume he does have karka. Why? He admitted he has karka. I, the bluffer, doesn't make a difference. He admits he has karka. We have right to work with the assumption he has karka, as we have in our show. So I sell you the stuff. I got my karka. We know he has no karka. Well, there's more than Hazar's Balvin. We have lots of intuitives if he has karka. This is Tosha Sheep. The second sheep. We're off from the beginning. Tosha is a kash to suit with. Kash again? Tosha's kash is like this. How can it be a person gets married in abject poverty? He owns nothing. And he writes this. Super, $1 million. You know, we have a Messiah of the Kukim. We're $6,000. That's not $6,000. There's nothing. He writes down in the Super that, you know, all my properties which I own now are under lien, properties that I will acquire under lien. He owns nothing. Nothing now. He owns nothing now as supposed to. How could it be the properties he's going to have in the future will go under the lien? It's impossible. Those are the two things. The first test is that it is possible. It is possible. You can't have a concept. If I'm a child myself to the Ikhni, even though right now he owns no property at all. That's called the first test. What the second test is, no, it's impossible. You're right, the market is correct. It's impossible to have a secret of the Ikhni. But my first secret with respect to prophets are the choir of the future, unless they have present prophets. It's impossible. So that's the machinal, the second territory. I works, Odoz Baal de Kamezo. You assume that he has property. This is post. This guy is saying that the Shari Gufal Zachal may atta, who Shalil of the Chosim Chal Shibuda may atta. They say it twice. That the Shibud is in the moment that he's dying to Ksuba. He's only getting married. Even though at that point he doesn't have any in the Chosim. How is that possible? I explain to you. He's personally the Shibud. So his personal Shibud is called right now. When he gets properties, so this assumes that that personal lien and obligation she undertook at the moment of the wedding. Be quiet it much later. Let's assume that Shubha's wedding the same day. Make it easy. Most cases, that's how it works. Start right all time. The Rosh, here they made a whole deal here. The Rosh, I believe, my opinion, in contrast to what it says also in Tosfos, in my opinion, the Rosh, although it's at first glance similar to Tosfos, is not the same at all. The Kashan is the same, and the Teretz is not the same. Let's look at the Rosh, see what he said. Of course, the same people, that's the problem. They know Leo, and then, but his question is somewhat, phrased somewhat differently. Says, "Eich yochal adam b'shaber lo atmo al me'ah mona, kevin she'ain lo afsha." Then he had to pray. You don't have a toast. The gam eino mechuya b'hen. The Rosh emphasizes the chiyuv ksuba not far right away. Only chal upon death of divorce. Fish lo mechuya b'chuya moment right now. Yochal b'shaber lo hol b'gufa b'chuya rafagadim and the makom b'shaber lo hol b'shaber lo b'shlo b'lo yolam. All the cause of the Nazis and the Mikni. That's out. One possibility. Mikni works for an immediately effective obligation. It's another possibility. The Gamim Hoyal on a Fossim, Hoyayokal the Shabbat, the Fold, the Shakai of the Akakak. It's another possibility. Where if an obligation is going to be delayed, but right now he has property. But so the Russians, that's also going to work. And the Shiva and the Chosim, which could work. Even though there's no real Shiva Naguf yet, we really ask the question, how can there be a Shiva and the Chosim and a Shiva Naguf? I had a whole purpose of Shiva, the way Shiva and the Chosim work, is what? It's Arvus. Marcus Nixon, the image in an Arvun letter. And if you knock out the Shiva Naguf, there's no Shiva and the Chosim. That's a famous case. Watch. Remember, Uri, you were involved with the Baruch. I took your documents. You owe me $100. I sell them for $80. And then I muddled it, and you know, I left with a high and dry. Amokus Tachovla Chaver B'chol B'mochla B'mochla. The Rosh Leiter explains in the ninth parak that I cannot transfer the Shiva without Guf, so I'm left with it. And once I knock out the Shiva, there's no Shiva in the Chos, because Shiva in the Chos is just a guarantor, a co-son, if you will, for the Shiva without Guf. Shiva without Guf is gone. Shiva in the Chos is automatically gone. So the out of the world, how can it be the Shiva in the Chos is Inani? It's the Gan, rather, in the third wide line of the Rosh, just for the indentation. The guy who hired on a costume in the yachal, the shabbat, the chol, the shachayav, the chakaf, how can that be? How can it be shibbat, the costume, not shibbat, the guf? The answer is, there's no formal, absolute shibbat, the guf yet, but what is there? There's a commitment, an inescapable commitment to pay cash, 200 zuz, or 200 kukim, although it hasn't been effective yet, till death of divorce, but I'm locked into the situation. So therefore, I have a measure of responsibility, even though the official, formal shibbat, the guf wasn't hired, he said. And as long as I have a responsibility, which has not yet been formalized with Shiva Naguf until subsequently, that's enough to enable the Shiva Naguf to exist as a guarantor for that responsibility. That's Scott and Russ, yes.
Why
is it the Igni works in a regular case, where the obligation is immediate. But another halach. Another halach is this. But if I have the custom right now, although there's no immediate obligation, Apophi came, those are chasam which I have now are mishubed to that future obligation, because I'm locked into it, as I just explained. But you're missing both. It's a later obligation. And I have no property right now, then you're stuck. That's the Russian, but again, Tosin. So that's what I'm saying, they ask different questions. I was there, what does it mean? I was there, this poor, impoverished cousin. A, the ain't on the cousin. The B, the guy named the Shabbat, that's when the call was that she's tired of the island, she's stopping at the garage. So, it can't work. How can it be? That's the question. You know right away, how come you don't believe me? The rush is clear that he phrases the question differently than Tosin. Tosin's not going to this. But that means if some idea put in a cyclic out. Whatever you see, it's a different kasha. Yes, I see him. Sure. The rush holds like this. The rush holds that there's two possibilities that are going to work. One is I sign a document to Ikni for a loan. I borrow money today. Today is Zion Nissan. I borrow money on today's Zion Nissan, and I say, listen, I'm borrowing the money. Any possessions I have or will have are under lien. Does that work? If my personal chiv is called right this minute, the lien is called automatically later through the Ikni. It's a decal to pay with, it's a group to pay with. Fine. That's one possible. And if I have no obligations, I'm a man getting married today, Zion Nissan. And the obligation to see a Tosin in the car right now. But the Russian, no, the obligation on the college ship is Amin and Garish, but the divorce is done a year from now. That's one of the problems. So meanwhile, there's no personal obligation. Apal Pekane, if the guy owns $10,000 of real estate today, Zionist Tatsun and Gimel, then that obligation can be affected. How can they be Shiva and the Shiva and Gup? The answer is there's no Shiva and Gup till a year from now, but it's a responsibility of nature of Tsubah. You lock yourself into the situation. But the Shiva Agup is automatically triggered by the death of the divorce. That's good enough. The old land is also good enough. But if you own no land, plus. What? He doesn't say that at all. He just said, Gamal Hailan Fasim, my Yopal, the Shabbat, the Kovze, the Chayav Yachaka. So I asked the Kasha, how can I beat against the Russians in the ninth terror? It cannot be Shiva Nukos or Shiva Raguf. But I'm answering that there's no Shiva Raguf formally right now, but nevertheless there exists a responsibility, an inescapable situation where you're going to be forced to have a Shiva Raguf on you upon death of divorce. It's good enough to enable the Shiva Nukos to go on as responsibility for that personal obligation. Nothing there. The guy died from plastic. Penniless and can't collect. Nothing to collect from. What did you say? Yes, right. But he had neither. Either an immediate Shiva Aguf, the formal sense of Shiva Aguf, or property. Shiva the Chosman, which can exist as long as there's this sort of general personal obligation which will translate into a Shiva Aguf subsequently. Good enough to keep this Shiva the Chosman going. We have neither out of the top. The Russians two answers. First answer. You should look, you have precedent from the Matthias Stadi Dalit. Mas Nashom Achilles is Shoah, Conan the Yoda, and on the Chosman. And then he adds, the Gam Eino Chayev Lo Klum, Ache Yobo Ha'ones, Umishabe Atmo Lachshayim Tayeh. That was not found in Tosin. The Tosin is assuming Rabosai that the Chiva stopped him right now. Both in Tsuba and in Shomer, apparently. With the Russians, the Chiva only called later on. So he adds that one in Yuchud. You see, it works. He can have his Shiva of the Ikni, even though there's no full-blown Shiva in the Tosin until later on. He basically retracts the original premise. Same as Tosin retracted his original premise. The Russians retracted it. What's the terrorist? The good terrorist wouldn't help for Aksukas. We have the impoverished
Russians. terrible when I say that things lock themselves in, so therefore it can make the cheaper right now.
No.
It's not that much.
No, the Russia that stood in the Kasha, that only helps to enable the Shiva the Chassid per se, which presently owned the Chassid to work. But if you don't own the Chassid right now, it would work. The Russia moved in the Kasha. The Russia moved in the Tarot, it works anyway. No Shebud right now. Listen for a minute. There's no Shebud right now. Because why? The Shebud is postponed until when? No, until when? Until the death of the divorce. That's when the Shebud first is affected. There's no Nefasim right now. Because why? He owes his penniless. It works anyway. How? I'll tell you how. It works as follows. The person accepts upon himself a personal obligation which will be followed at a later date. Right? Followed at a later date? The Russian and the Kasha Suma can't work. You can't cover upon yourself, your Meshavah, your group with respect to properties which will acquire a later date. But the obligation the first at a later time. It just doesn't work. Right now there's nothing, as Menachem said. There's no obligation. There's no property. There's nothing. That's the Russian Kasha. So the Russian answers that no. That even though right now it's true, there's no property and there's no personal obligation. Nevertheless, the individual can accept upon himself, like it's same as he accepted himself a chiyuv b'dvim b'dal katzer. The guy has no money. Everyone agrees to take the shirt off his back when he's divorced his wife for 20 years. Both never gets that kasha. Everyone agrees to take the shirt off his back. I'd ask the obligation only to call 20 years from now. That's the nature of the obligation. Right now it's on a silver. 20 years. It breaks up. I'll give you $6,000. Okay? It showed up my back. That's kosher. That's kosher. Everyone agrees. That's kosher. No one has doubted that she better go on his personal property she owns, which she will own at the time of the breaking of the marriage. The question was, how can it help with respect to property which he will acquire and will subsequently sell off real estate? How is that going to work? That's the ikni. How does the ikni work if no obligation right now? The Rosh answer doesn't make a difference. Since he made the deal, he locked himself in, but we said before, he accepts responsibility that he's going to be a Shiva Adu for the later day, given certain circumstances. That's also enough to make an obligation to the person, although it's not a full-fledged Shiva Adu. Alpha T came, the equally works with the circumstances. Did this retract the original premise? Why did he retract it? The president from government to $30. Right. Even though the cost has no the cost. And even though he's not obligated. That's right. For the Russian, the Kasha held like Egypt. That it only works for the Nefasim he has at the present time. And the Masoni backs out. He's both the president from the Tzia Tzadigal. He's both the Gemara. The other president, the president. Sure. Mas Nesho Machina Leos Nesho. And his Kasha, he has no money right now at all. And the Russian heir, the Gelam Shkos does not have. That he's not going to be obligated until when? Without the break. Still works. So if it works there, it works here. That's the Russian first territory. Second territory is easier. Well, so the second territory is somewhat differently. The Asian part, the last two lines. The last two lines. Yeah, well, let's do the last three lines. As one line, there's the Joshua Kasha. Avahoka, who mishaved atma lechov gavame aksha vanafasim shiyikna chal alem hashibu. What does that mean? Not the pshat of the Shiva talking right now. No. He's mishavet himself, l'chol gomer me'atzim. Right now he puts himself into a lock, into a bind, which he can't get out of, that it's going to be a Shiva Aguf when he's the death of the divorce. If that happens, that's also considered a personal responsibility. And as such, you can even apply the ikne to products in the Goyer subsequently and sell in the interim. This is the, I was a preacher. Sorry, I didn't start saying anything yet. Sorry. The answer is possible. Sorry. Right. The answer doesn't matter. The answer is possible. All the cult and stomach, she bought you the cult and the cult, right? And we hold the shares of the cult, half a piece of the other, but they were saying, no. And all those are the commands of Dari. You know, I'm asking the cult of the stars, speak names for Dalai Lama's Kaka Bakatevi. I'm the other, but they were saying, no, Kaka. Why are those Bible commands of Dari? That's the second terrorist told. But then he had to ask the Kasha. The nearer lead to Rush, the last line. She ain't time to mask it when the custom are you doing. So the higher level also short. Therefore, for a recent ego, he says this will not work for property that we know for a fact that he didn't have at the moment of the original marriage. Right, it means everything. We know. Well, no, it doesn't mean everything. We know you lived in this property. What are you talking about? We know that Noam Noble lived in that property that time and he owned it. We know for a fact we wouldn't accuse Noam of being a ganit. So we assume it belonged to Noam at that moment. It could not have belonged to you. So that particular property, if the fellow now comes to Bezin and says, yeah, that property, that Noam, we'll call Noam land. That Noam land, that's the shibut for the ksuba. We assume he had it at the moment of his marriage. What do you mean? It was known as Noam's land. We Noam owned it at the time of your marriage. What are you talking about? Won't work. Well, why won't it work? Because according to the Rush, all the Rush's assumption in the Kasha, that you have to have a particular land, if it's a particular land, if there is a particular piece of land, if he owns it at the time of the wedding, can be under lien, even though there's no personal obligation yet, no full blown shibud agur, because the responsibility that he undertook. These are the customs that we call Noam land. It's under lien, so it works. But the Russian has to wait a minute, but we know for a fact that what? The Rush says as follows. We have to assume that any particular piece of land which is going to subsequently come and discuss in Halacha, was under Shibud or not, we can't be in a situation where we know for a fact that particular piece of land is not yours from up to the chasna. If you know it wasn't yours from up to the chasna, no good. I mean, who cares? A woman getting married, she cares. She wants to have to collect a silver one day. Right? Her father cares, her brother cares, her relatives care. No. According to the second parents in the Rush, the original assumption remains constant. That's the second parent told him. You can't have this kind of a shibud, personal shibud, because why? Because you have no property now, when you have no obligation now, you have nothing now, just fine to try. So, LMI, but the Russian assumption, his original question, the Russian added a line. And he said what? If you have particular property. That's the line which we didn't have until the third line after the third bar line. God, those are the words of God. So that the second terrorist in the Rush, the Yeshman Farshim, says, oh, we assume he had those lechot. Correct the Rush, what if we know for a fact he didn't have those lechot? They belonged to Noam at the time, so the whole system falls apart. Right? But the Rush didn't like the second terrorist. I wanted Post like the second terrorist. Post was very happy with the second terrorist. He was very happy. Tell you what, listen very carefully. According to the Tosfos, it's followed. The Hodor's Baal Din of the, here's the key, here's a key point. Hey, look inside, don't look up. No one can believe me. After this, they tell me that I'm making the thing out of my clear blue star. Maybe I am, but I'm going to try to convince you anyway. Another critical point. According to Tosfos, they point out the fairies in the castle, which the Russian will be. It can't be just an accident. Tosafot points out, Hafilu Neb de Nechasim Elu, the Tana Acherim, stood it up. And the Rosh left that out, pointedly. The point of Tosafot, Kemek told Dawes about this. What told Dawes about this? He owned property. You see, we know for a fact that Noam land belongs to Noam at the moment of your wedding. I own property. Where? I'm not going to tell you. I'm okay to tell you. I own property. I admit I own property somewhere in the face of the globe. Maybe somewhere in the Sahara Desert or in the Amazon jungle. I don't know where. And now, but did it come to say, now the woman's going to collect the silver? What's the norm then? Quiet norm subsequently. Nothing wrong with that, according to Tosafot. I feel a nav du el of the nitzvah so achayim kenegda. Good enough. So you can never underline my hodos about this. You'll say, you know I own no land at the end of my wedding. How do you know? You know every piece of land in Mongolia? So it's not shab to undo the hodos about in the quantity of the Tosafot. The Tosafot lies by a terrorist, the second terrorist. But the rush is different than the halach. The rush holds, no, it's these particular properties which can be subjected to a lien, despite the fact that there's no present Shiva Agub. It's a very limited kind of halacha. It's a very limited din. It's a rest of the favorites.
No.
The Rosh is going to have a lot of fussing. The Yochel, the Shabbat, the Fos, the Shekhar, the Hagam, it's those particular fussing. And then the rest of the end, after all is said and done, said, I know that those fussing weren't yours at the moment of your wedding. Fall right through.
What's the
particular nechassim? The particular nechassim which the chassim said he owned at that moment.
What is it?
That's the Rosh Hashanah. Otherwise, that's the whole last line of the Rosh says. Ain't time to mask it with the chassim how you do him. So how you love both the shell. How many times the chassim you do him? Particular property. He said the Rosh Hashanah told us. So the Rosh has learned there's no key of Shiva to go right away. There's no Shiva to go right away. The only way the thing works is if you have particular, somehow, his particular property, which we can isolate and designate, then we say it works, even for those of the Shiva's on the car later on, the Shiva that goes on the car later on. What's wrong?
I don't know what is making
Rush never changes his mind. In the second terrace of the Rush, he goes and sticks to his original gun. But there can be no present obligation, and there's no cousin right now, nothing can happen.
But then,
how does it work? He's murdered that he has property, particular property. That works? Yeah, but the property won't work if we know for a fact it's Norm land. And Norm owns it at the moment of this guy's passion. Right? That's right. That's why the Rush never stuck in that line that we're told to tag. Nif the Suel, the Yot Suel, right? It all fits in. You'll see the pattern. There's three or four differences in Tosafot in the Rush, right? The Nia's Dicey. Yes. That piece of land, that piece. That house, that field, that particular piece. In a finale, that is the question. Now it's territory that is Haldar's Baldur and it exists. The only thing is that Haldar's Baldur will not work if you know it's Norm land. And Tosafot disagrees with that. One Tosafot is a general assumption. One Tosafot wouldn't matter if he had that particular land. If he had, as long as he had any land at the moment of his Tatana. Right, it fits in. Because Tosafot fits in. Because Tosafot doesn't answer the second aspect. Tosafot is the Shiva, the Chassam, the Tzar right now. So they assume in the second, they assume in the Kasha and in the second parent that as long as I own any property at the moment of the wedding, although that property will be sold, the others will be bought, it's good enough. They can't believe it could be a Shiva that's thinking the total abstraction. That I say that any property that I will buy in the future, then I'll just buy in the future. It only works. And if you make a deal, you have to come up from us with the tzibah. You say, the kanoi, Who's the author of another dictionary? Why don't you spell the kanoi that I acquired? What's the spell that for? Who needs that? No. The author of another dictionary only works with the kanoi. If I have property and I have a present sheep in the cluster, can it be extended to other properties I will acquire? But if I have no property right now, then it won't work. That's Tosfos Shita. That's the Tosfos Shita in the first kashya and in the second parak. And I made out God's bowels. When I got married, let's talk top. When I got married, I was penniless. I mean, what I have, I had nothing. So I wrote in the Ksubel, yeah. The Kadok, the Kanoi, the Mikna, yeah, all kind of stuff. I had nothing. But I held God's bowels. You can't disprove it. You can't prove that I have nothing. Well, you know, I have property in California. So therefore now, what? No! According to the Rosh, when the Kamasan to collect the silver, the guy says here, he wants to collect the silver. So say, what property? Well, right now, there was a field which the guy owned, we'll call it a house, all right? He owned a house in Lakish. And he sold that house in the interim. I want that house flappish. So that house was owned by my husband. So he admitted that he owned property. You know that at one point he owned that property and sold it. That's what I say. I want that property because that property was used in the month of the wedding. So then he said, what happened will be, so a person owns the property now will go and look up the deed and guess who owned that property and the deed on the day of that wedding. So Dodd bowed in that the guy said, I won't think of the property, cannot apply to this particular piece of land, because another one can know what that's on. But then the Jerusha can have a mother, cannot collect it. See, it wasn't this land, it was a different land. So it doesn't matter. So a different land. It's irrelevant. That's the rush. The Tulsa didn't say that. Right. Oh, because it's the only piece of land they have a problem. But the Tulsa, the rush, you don't tell you on the side of which land. The only land. Anywhere in the world. China. Everyone, you want to collect that land, you have to go check it out, see the history from the moment of the... I thought it's all connected because the Rosh held there's no Shiva to look right now. There's only Shiva to look later on. So in the second paragraph, he sticks to his guns in his original question and says it only looks two ways. Either an immediate field, they take it to me, or if I have particular Nechazim, the cousin.
What does that do? Why
are they going to come standing? The Rosh holds the power, apparently. Since I have no, listen carefully, please. I have no full Shiva that look right now. Nothing. So the only way it could work based on my what I call willing to concede that although the obligation is not until later on, right? So it's not until probably done the divorce. I thought he can, it's my own property right now. So here's the bar from the rush. It's the obligation upon me is not a full blown Shiva that look. It's not strong enough to engender a deity. I repeat, it's not strong enough to engender the ikri. And the Rosh, Rabotai, in the second term, is not ever going to be the contender. That's for sure. Yes. If you want to collect the full clipper, well, just buy the full clipper. Yes. Well, in order for it to collect it, you're required. Yeah. Tulsa is a general outdoor. I own character. Where, what, who? Doesn't matter what the Tulsa. Of course, the Tulsa is. is absolutely holy. Wouldn't that tell you the mic? Whenever we speak about basic, we go back to the books. Nothing more basic than the Bible. The Bible Belt. Very basic and fundamental. Now both sides, two on fighting in the context of this doing. One, Rashi quote, as biti nosati lo ish hazeh. A father speaks about his daughter, he gave his daughter to this particular ish, this particular man, and the rest of history, the sugya of Shemra, not pronounced. Rashi quotes Daf Mem Zayin, that that's the source of Nisun. If that's the source, one might argue that it's been of a Maisa, it's between the Sati Isha there. I gave my daughter over to this particular man. The man did something as a effect who, how do you say, in English, I give her, what do you ask? Give his daughter's hand in marriage, right? So I'm giving my daughter's hand in marriage, he's taking the daughter's hand in marriage, and they're doing a mice in the sewer. That could be a possibility. Go back to that puzzle. The Ran is a different puzzle. The Ran in Suba Zavei was a puzzle in Mappas. The Vei Isha Nadoro. Kasta Porat Nadorin. In Vei Isha Nadoro. To be there in the house of her husband. Then the husband can be made for the nether. That seems to be representing a Mata. Let's say how she got there. Father gave her, the husband took her. She's there. She's the base Isha. Asia is the base Haval, the base Isha. That's called the Sura. There could even be sources within Tanakh for this, the Kumish, for these two possibilities, perhaps. When we discuss theoretics, we say, ah, this is for this, but let's discuss about the meaning. What's the difference? I want to know, say that these Nafkaminis are not 100% Mukhra. You can always, someplace you can dray this way or dray that way, but we're trying to show a number of Nafkaminis which are pointing in one or the other direction. Okay? So this is very careful. contains within the sewer that proves nothing. It really is tonight, but it's not a time in the sewer. When someone wrote a book, Yesh Tnaiv in the sewer, he didn't mean it's Tnaiv in the sewer. He had to make a Tnaiv institution. And that Tnaiv maintained through the sewer. That's what the Ramah said, the famous case of the brothers of the Shulman. Tnaiv is not at the moment of the sewer. You wake up, it's like a Tnaiv. Tnaiv is not at the moment of the Kiddushin. It's maintained through the sewer. So that we can certainly say it's a Matzah, but nevertheless, go about our business. Either way, it doesn't prove anything. As far as Shlipa is concerned, Rebbe Akiva Eiger works with the assumption that most of the Shluchei Abav works through Shlipa. Works through Shlipa. In a literal sense. And he reaches certain conclusions based on that. He assumes that maybe there really shouldn't be any sewer and it should be only a quasi statement we'll discuss in the next topic. But I suggest that maybe not. Most of the Shluchei Abav is a Shlipa. In the mouth of the sewer. No way! What? Like, I have a mushroom. What do you call a shluchi about today? The limo driver. You send your limo to her house to pick her up and bring her to your house. So your limo is an extension of your house.
If you want to collect the full sewer, you buy the full sewer. Yeah. Well, in order for them to collect it, you're required. Yeah. Also, this is general also, I own character, where, what, who, doesn't matter what the toast is. But of course the toast is in their second period. The toast told the Shiva to go right now upon me, but the second period they maintain that as long as I agree that I have character right now, so then, as long as I have any character now, the Ikhti can work by extension, the Kanoi, who is also another victim, as long as I have anything right now, and you can never disprove. You can never show I had nothing. You can never do it.
What if that's what you're get? So if something comes up in the credit rating like this, I can't run it.
Well, all the Irish, Marty in Switzerland, if you're bigger, you're going to do that for them. It's costing. It's nearly impossible to prove. For the social chief. I'll say, but this family is owned by Noah. So who cares if it was owned by Noah? I had different property. I sold and I bought and I handled. That's all part of the whole dog. That's good enough for us. More than the rush is not good enough. The kids that we spend more than enough time on this. Chazal and you'll see, there's so many very important distinctions between Tosfos and the rush. They both have a concept that's somewhat different. They both include Tirutzim. Tosfos is happy with both of their Tirutzim. And the rush is not happy with the second tariff, but it's all of our time. Think about it. I thought we're now starting the topic of this soon. We'll come back to the silver later. We're now going to the soon. The constant is soon. I want to give a explain what we're going to be discussing in terms of this soon. There's a number of definitions in terms of this soon. The first, I guess, was called the lumpness of this soon. The lumpness of this soon. Ah, what's the fundamental nature of this tool? That we'll discuss first. Then we'll discuss simply the practical effect of the tool. What difference does it make? A woman is in a tour, or an arusa, taco, halakha l'mai, so what difference does it make? Follow so far, we're gonna, I'm just kidding, it's a topic, however, we're going to discuss. First, we'll discuss the lumpness of the sewer. Then we'll discuss the practical effect of the sewer. And then we'll talk about what is the sewer. What do you do to achieve the sewer? This is according in the most, we'll discuss it in the most general terms. Different sheets of the various poskim. As of what moment is an isha in the sewer? The famous sheet is a Rambam. Famous Rambam, world-renowned Rambam. Rambam Supasnida. What does he say? What does he say? And how he answers the kashin. That will be the dessert. Okay? So I both said, I just want to give you what we're discussing. We're discussing about the loveness of the suit. Then we'll discuss the practical effect of the suit.
Then we'll talk about exactly what mold is you consider the sewer. Then have the Rambam with the Tzukas Nida and the whole stuff. That's all we're discussing about the sewer. And that does not exhaust everything we spoke about in the last few weeks. So the Rabbis made a love to Shechakira as to what they're doing and what is they're doing. So, is this doing? Like Kiddushin. What then? Kiddushin is an action. A person, a husband, is the Kaddish, his wife. The might of Kiddushin, you know the particulars of how it's done, you have the Shtarabiyah. So too, Nisuin stays a mice in Nisuin. A mice in Nisuin, an action of Nisuin, which a husband does with respect to the wife. And that mice in Nisuin produces the practical effects, which we'll discuss in our second topic. What are the practical effects of Nisuin? A mice in Nisuin. As you have a mice in Kedushin, you have a mice in Nisuin. I gave you an arrangement just 3 times. It's a machlokas, not manifest. Rashi tells us it's master abu shluchi aval full nisuin or not. That's abu tayyus in his own question. Kinega trying to decide with one of those. So they be shown. I'm facing this now. We're trying to be open minded. Right. We're trying to be open minded. Right. He's trying to prove a certain particular point of view. We're trying to be open. No, so far no rice. Bite. This could have impact, Rabbi Osai, on a number of other things. Must the chassan do something to achieve his suing or not? If it's a maizeh, the pashtus. Has to do something. Has to have received her, has to have done something. If he's asleep, he's nowhere to be seen, he's in China. So how can they be Nisuin? However, if it's a matzah, if she has entered into his home, how do you define that? Then he doesn't have to lift a finger. He can mamash, not be there, he can be sleeping, he can be anywhere, it doesn't make a difference. She entered into his home. Yeah, then comes the question, what about Nisuin? Must he be around? This is relevant. If that's the source, one might argue that it's been of a meiser, it's beating the tati of the isha there. I gave my daughter over to this particular man. The man did something as a effect to, how do you say, in English, I give her, what do you ask people? Give a daughter's hand in marriage, right? So I'm giving my daughter's hand in marriage, he's taking the daughter's hand in marriage, and he's doing a mice in the suit. That could be a possibility. Go back to that puzzle. The Ran is a different puzzle. The Ran in Suba Davei was a puzzle in Matas. The Bay Isha Nadoro. Kastafara Nadorin. In Bay Isha Nadoro. To be there in the house of her husband. Then the husband can be made for the nether. That seems to be what we're reflecting, a matzah. Let's say how she got there. The father gave her, the husband took her. She's there. She's the base Isha. Asia is the base Haval. The base Isha. That's called the Sura. There couldn't even be sourced already in Tanakh for this Kumish, for these two possibilities, perhaps. When we discuss theoretics, it's a lot different, of course, it is, but let's discuss not the meaning. Not the meaning. What's the difference? Now, I want to know, say that these not the meaning are not 100% mukhra. You can always, someplace you can dray this way or dray that way, but we're trying to show a number of not the meaning which are points in one or the other direction. Okay? So be very careful. Mentioned Rabbi Akiva Eger, context of the suit. One is nine, and one is shlich. I will get to this much later, but there's a connection between the two of them. One is the suit of the $5. If it's shlich, it could be tnai. If it's no shlich, it could be no tnai. But if you use this as a try to prove one opinion over the other in terms of what is the actual act of the suit, we'll discuss it also later on. But that's not what we're going to go into right now. We want to discuss now in theory and abstract. Is there shlichus by the suit? Is it nai by the suit? So in this abstract discussion before going into the proof, we should say as follows. It depends what's the nature of the suit. If the suit is an action, in that sense, it's similar to kiddushin, then we should say, yeah. Ish mekadesh bo b'shlucha. Kiddushin through it's not. No. So there could be the suit. Like what I said, there could be kiddushin through a shliach. So too, there could be the suit through a shliach. If it worked out properly, maybe it would work. That's what Mekivega's understanding. Mosar ha'av l'shluchei ha'bal. That's what we use the Mishnah in the fourth parak. I guess we also learned which is in one block. We learned that block too. Okay. The mosar l'shluchei ha'bal is the regular din of shlich. And if that's the case, Mekivega argues, we should also apply a principle of t'nai. You can make kedushin out t'nai. Why can't you make nisuin out t'nai? Like any action which I do. I do the action pursuant to a certain condition. Rain, won't rain, whatever it may be. However, for the lungdu, if we assume that the suin is a matav, the suin is a state of being, a base yishof nadara, she's in her husband's house, so it's very hard to conceive of a shaliach. I mean, either she's in her husband's house or she's not in her husband's house. Similarly, hard to understand that should be a condition. I am in first call room 308 on the condition that it's not raining outside. What kind of crazy statement is that? Either I'm here or I'm not here. I think I'm here. I'm sure it's raining now. That's why I'm going to get out of the condition. I don't know what's going on. The windows are wet, the windows are dry. But it doesn't matter. I'm here in this room. Let's try to talk about a condition. So if it's only a matzah, it should come out, then what? That there's no shlichus, and there's no t'nai. Can't imagine really either. It's not a question of shlichus works for an action. You do an action on my behalf. It's not an action, it's not trying to shlich. Because this, well, now we've discussed the love that it's going to a minute of detail. Well, what are the facts? So Josh jumps his ain't tonight in the sewer. But you and I already having learned this by Rechus to Ian Godel a month or two ago, no. Then in reality, what? Shh, don't say that loud. What's the answer, really? Yes, tonight in the sewer. Shh. Okay, but in some condition, in some case. The first glance is just prove that it's really a mindset. But it's a bluff, it's a mirage. Because yesh tnai b'nisuin doesn't mean yesh tnai b'nisuin. Yesh tnai b'nisuin only means that the tnai b'kidushin is maintained through the nisuin. Ain't tnai b'nisuin, that's the expression which the Gemara and the Yavama just means, that although he made a condition at the moment he gave her the ring, if he's in nisuin with her, either he's mindful the condition, or if it's ultimately a beer, and other multiple people have to deal with either way, it's not going to last that condition. Yesh tnai nisuin only means that the condition of Eretz will last post nisuin. That's all it means. There's no indication in the expression yesh tnai nisuin when it applies to the funny cases, you know, the Marie Bruno, the Ramon. But that's not really a tnai nisuin. It's really a tnai what? And the kiddush is maintained through the nisuin. So it proves nothing. But it's not a tnai b'nisuin. When someone wrote a book, yesh tnai b'nisuin, he didn't mean it's tnai b'nisuin. He makes a tnai b'kiddushin, and that tnai is maintained through the nisuin. That's what the Rambam said. The famous case of the brothers and the Shulman. Tanai is not just the moment of the Nisuin. We wake up the second time. Tanai is not just the moment of the Kiddushin. It's maintained through the Nisuin. So that we can certainly say it's a matzah, and nevertheless go about our business. Either way, doesn't prove anything. As far as Shlichus is concerned, for the Kiveg, it works with the assumption that most of the Shluchi Abal works through Shlichus. Works through Shlichus. In a literal sense. And he reaches certain conclusions based on that. He assumes that maybe there really shouldn't be any Suin, it should be only a quasi statement we'll discuss in the next topic. But I suggest that maybe not. Most of the Shluchi Abal is a Shlichus. In the midst of this, no way. What? Like I gave the mushroom. What do you call a shluchi about today? The limo driver. You send your limo to her house to pick her up and bring it to your house. So your limo is an extension of your house. That's a shock. Most of the shluchi about doesn't mean it's a dinner shluchi. What is the goyish limo driver? Most limo drivers are actually not a goyish. Some fine people they hire Jewish limousine driver. I like it. Russians who can't even see Parnassa. When I veer my shoe, I had a limousine chauffeur. He was very happy to be hired a Jewish person. Why a Jewish? What's the problem with that? You can't send him back on Friday afternoon, and you know, that's a balanced side to it, but I'm a weekend. It's worth it. But let's say the average chauffeur is not Jewish. So he's paid. He should be able to offer you. That is a shlichus. It's an extension of my house. Like I built a wall. I extended another room. But my room is my limo. That's the job. Well, not shlichus in the formal line sense. Again, it proves nothing. So I'm trying to point out here that all after all is smoke clears, the dust settles, we have a nice lovely shachatira, and the Kivega seems to say it proves a certain direction. Well, we thought that it proves nothing. Because it's not even if it exists. Really time the solution. And Shlichus, Moshe Shlichus Baal, even if it makes full Nisur, which is controversial, it's really not necessarily determined as a real Shlichus. The goy might work. It's a cinnamon extension of my house. To be a matzah. But the Kiveg himself, as I recall his angle, he was assuming that there's no Tanai in Nisur, and if there's no Shlichus in Nisur, he wanted to prove from there that Master Abba Shluchi Abal is not fully soon. Not fully rashi close to the test. He's trying to prove that one of them is right. That's what the Kiveg is angle of the truth. But we're saying now is that the whole thing is the Shishkoigan and Shishkoigan. We don't know anything about Tanai, Tanai to the Yesh Tanai, but Tanai to the Kiddush. There's no rise. Ever had a question?
Yeah.
Didn't stand and didn't fly. You know what it's supposed to be after the well, that's about Yashka. Yashka is very good, Yashka is very good. I think Spanish didn't fly. But whatever it comes from, but it's when I was a kid, they quote. What? I am boy who really much the app to buy it, to buy that house for me. Absolutely not. Buying a house. Marrying a woman, it's a divorce from a woman. I make it a regular split. I'm going to do an action in my bed. Of my profit. That's Shlichus of Tanai. That's my bite. He didn't go into the London. He was trying to prove that Shluchi Abal is not considered to be full fledged in school. That was his angle. Paul Krasher told him that. We'll see that later. Probably he was acting for that direction.
Right. Why do we say
that? Why are we calling like that? We said that maybe there is Tanai Benisur. It's not Benisur, it's in the Kiddush, it proves nothing. So again, it can't prove anything. Shlichus, we don't know. It was a harsh of the pen. If that's the case, then it's a matzah. That's the case. It's a matzah. Yeah, but not the way he said it. He said it in a different way entirely. He was assuming Shlichus not work for the Tzuvah. Where was the Tzuvah? So my clock is why she tells the Shlichus work for the Tzuvah. What's the Matzah? Think about that test. So the Kiveg is soon as we call you call his Matzah, and therefore Shlichus Abba would not suffice to make full the Tzuvah.
We're saying it's a mass of the Stuka about Wutzifas. Why? It's like a big house. The love is the same, but the conclusion is a different. You can also have a kivega. Borrow the point out of a kivega by saying ain't kribe in the soon, which we said is questionable, that it should be no shlichus. And no shlichus means that it should be what we call the master. But he said that therefore shlichus would not work. But if the shlichus is there is no shlichus. Kivega said. We're saying that the shlichus works the towards the extension of the house. Kivega says that tonight would not work. The shlichus would not work. And therefore it's a matzah. I shluchi aval doesn't work. It's only not considered to call the suin. That's Shita's Rashi. I gave you an instruction 3 times. It's a machlok, it's not memches. Rashi tells it. It's matzah aval shluchi aval call the suin or not. So that's absolutely tied into the whole question. Kivega is trying to decide with one of those. So we'll be showing up on the face of this now. We're trying to be open-minded. We're trying to be open-minded. Right. He's trying to prove a certain particular point of view. We're trying to be open. No, so far no right. Weiter. This could have impact on both sides. A number of other things. Must the chassan do something to achieve nisuin or not? If it's a maisa, the pashtus has to do something. I mean, that has to have received her, has to have done something. If he's asleep, there's no one to be seen. He's in China. So how can they be nisuin? However, if it's a matzah, if she has entered into his home, how do you define that? Then he doesn't have to lift the finger. He can matzah, not be there, he can be sleeping, he can be anywhere, but it doesn't make a difference. She entered into his home. Yeah, there's another question. What about nisuin? Must he be around? This is relevant to the number of discussions. See, I can't go into all the problems now. We haven't gotten to it yet. What actually constitutes pursuit? Is the fact or reality? What do you do? But just to give a couple of examples. About Dekta is one example. Must the cost about Dekta Kala? Or can others about Dekta Kala? The Tumen Hagen. Not Dekta Kala. No, Kasper Shelby. Kasper Balila. About Dekta means to cover. Please, Josh. Don't even think of a joke. Don't hear a tape and they'll misunderstand what I said and then I'll be the end. Let's check if he doesn't talk English. But he's supposed to be the one to put the veil over the face of the head and the face of the kala for someone else to it. Different custom. In some places the custom is at the chafetz, but we are circles, the custom does. But in other circles, the chafetz is even gold. See that feel? The rabbanim go, the parents go, the friends go over the distance. He doesn't go. Doesn't show up. So if a negative is doing, he doesn't show up. What do you see? Somehow by her head being cut, there's no amira by the suin. No amira by the suin. You don't say anything. Think about it. It's an interesting ha'ara. By kedushin you say, and we know what you say. The magic words, right? But by the suin, what do you say? Nothing. Nothing. How do you slice the suin? Be it by Dekin, be it under the canopy, be it under the palace, be it the yichud, be it the apartment, whatever. He says nothing. Silence is over. Rav Henkin says it demonstrates to us. It's not a question of a mice. The mice always requires an accompanying diva to say, what is he doing? Which mice is doing? I raise a matona, I raise a get, I raise a kedushin, I raise a whatever, but he's nothing. It's just a matzah. The recording wouldn't need kavanah's kin, wouldn't need a diva. I don't think Rav David is quite an actual Dibur, because there's no formal Dibur found anywhere in Chas Apostle. It's a little bit of an indication that he's wrong. That's what Hankin said. Final, seventh and final Afkamina, Rav Osai. Can you do a Nisuin and postpone its effect, the moment of its effectiveness? We call it La'achas Ma'at. I can sell you my house effective next week.
I can marry effective next week, Kiddush. So the divorce effective next week. A person cannot shep effective next week. Kiddush is still effective next week. Tanya or Kanyana. To depend upon this very same Chakira. Here's a pshat in the road. The child of Gemara, whether the bia works, whether it achieves ishus, the tchilas bia or the gemar bia. It's talking about the kiddushin, like by bia kiddushin. So the gemara concludes, kol abol dafel gemar bia. Place the kasha, the right roof of different gemara yavamas, I believe that's not true. But the bia and tchilas bia. So Rav Nissen Gaon said, and the Rama passed this way, Tosfos quoted, depends. If Bia creates Kiddushin, Gemara Bia. If Bia creates Nisuin, which is an entirely different topic that I'm not going to go into now, does Bia create Nisuin or not? Here, there, everywhere. Let's just record that we're not going into it. Remember, we have a Dro, with a Ram, with a Rambam. We're not going to go into that right now. But if Bia creates Nisuin, it created the Tchilas Bia. So the Rav asked, what's the difference in the Bia? It took a poll. It took a poll, and a Gallup poll. So when you do Bia, the same issue, you have in mind Tchilas Bia, the Sof Bia, what was it? It took a poll, and the answer came out, the Kiddushin of the mind, the Sof, and the Kiddushin from the beginning, what? Crazy. Said the Rav is powerful. It should require a day Kiyum. We'll explain a little more as we go. However, there are poskim who say you do not require Eidei Kiyum. Why not? The various reasons are given. One of the reasons given is he's not doing anything. It's just a state. It's a state that she is in his home. Baby Shah. To report a state that she is the baby Shah in her husband's home, there's no need for A day. A day kius. Let me explain why. Rav Chaim Brisker set up shot, a piece of shot in A day kius. Rav Chaim was even a khalif. A day kius to Rav Chaim is needed to demonstrate a very high level of das on the part of the participants. Or discussion, which part is him, her, it's a whole lump of which I won't go into right now. At least him, it's like Kiddushin. If the student is out there, Kiddushin is a maestro, so what might assume? You also require a full-fledged level of das, as high as Kiddushin, maybe not exactly as high, but maybe close to it, so you also require a dekim. If, however, the student is just a matter of fact, she is entering the entire piece. Out to shul davening in mincha. So, what are they kiyum? It's just a matter of fact. She enters into his house by that by definition. She's in his house. Basically, shah. That she's by definition in the school with no eidim. Oh, if it'll come to a denial, Josh, you're right. If it'll be a denial, you'll need eidei raya to know at what moment she entered into his house. There'll be a fight later, have to show him or whatever. But if there's not going to be any denial, they'll live a man best child in peace and harmony. So there's no need for any agents to have ever witnesses being together. Yeah. Lo ivri sadi elo the shakri, the Gemara Kiddushin Samach. Eid raya only there for to prevent against liars. But if they both can see the truth, no need for any agent. But marriage doesn't work that way. Marriage, they keep to substantiate the marriage. The Kiddushin. So whether the Nisuin would require the Kiyum would depend upon his Chakira. If it's a Maiseh, then it should require a day Kiyum. Yeah. If it's a Matzah, and the Pashtun should not require a day Kiyum. Because there's no Das he's expressing. He's not doing any Maiseh at all. He's not even there. She walks into his house? Yeah, of course. But they both want it. But that's about it. As long as they want it, it's good enough. And this is relevant on both sides. Relevant Rabbosai to a famous Hagos Minor. This not community number. I have this girl with a wedding band.